Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, into the second hour of Global Transmission. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Los Angeles, California. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 94.75. Listen anywhere in the world. And at night from 9 to midnight Central at 3210. All 3 hours of the daytime show, all 3 hours of the nighttime show on the biggest and best global shortwave outlet, WWCR, on the planet. And, of course, you can listen via the worldwide internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, there is a chilling report, and this has been echoed in other news sources, by U.S. News and World Report from the White House, a nightmare scenario. There's going to be a huge terror attack. Terrorist Al-Qaeda may destroy the Capitol or have a string of other attacks around the country, and the answer is to go under martial law, give up all your liberties. They've been secretly drilling to do this. The article gets into it. And we have top generals in Cigar Aficionado, L.A. Times, Eberhardt, Franks, generals in power, out of power, saying the troops will keep you safe and that we are going to have to hand over our Constitution in favor of a military government. The generals just hate it, but you know it needs to happen to keep us all safe from Al-Qaeda and other Bush crime partners. So we will discuss that here on the broadcast as well. They're claiming that they've captured four people in the, who may have been involved in cutting Mr. Berg's head off. Also, they claim they may have found an exploded sarin munition artillery shell. Interesting article out of American Free Press. Bush installing veteran interrogator as Iraq dictator. And Lindy England talking about him making men wear maxi pads and crawl on broken glass. That's only the tip of the iceberg. Also, Army, CIA want torture truths exposed. They don't like being blamed when they say they were ordered to do it. UPI reporting. And that's just some of what's coming up. ABC picks up British show Wife Swap, all part of breaking down the family. I'm surprised Fox didn't pick this up. They're the leader in destroying the family in their scientifically crafted broadcast. Stocks hit 2004 lows on Iraq oil prices. And, again, much, much more in the next hour and 57 minutes that we have left. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Cliff in Oklahoma, you're finishing up your comments. You were talking about how there was a drill on 9/11 of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon. We've been reporting this for over 2 years. It's no secret. It was in the Associated Press. Then the news 4 weeks ago finally had a report that ABC News and USA Today said that there were drills to do this. They didn't mention on the day of 9/11. That drill was used to order NORAD to stand down. Go ahead.
I just found it, you know, correlating both of those two stories that that you had. I just think that really gets to the crux of the whole 9/11 debacle. Basically, is that, I mean, you know, when you're telling these military people who want to do the right thing that, this is just a drill or whatever, you know. I mean, that's what, to me, seems like.
And, you know, the globalists targeted the World Trade Center the first time, but the idiots they hired didn't park it up against the column, thank God, and bring down one of the towers.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they just do this over and over again. So they tried to get the Capitol once, but some military people didn't follow orders and went ahead and shot the jet down. Flight 93. So they're going to go after that Capitol again, and that's what the White House is saying. Oh, the Capitol, it's the big target.
Exactly.
That'll get the lawmakers in line. And these fools at the Capitol are, you know, passing this law to give up their control under an attack.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I just thought I'd mention one other thing. Jim Mars, do you think you might ever have him on?
You know, I need to have Jim on.
Yeah, I think he'd be great. I really enjoyed it with you on Coast to Coast, Tim, and everybody else.
Well, I think I'll do that. Thank you for the call.
Sure, no problem.
We'll be back. We'll talk to Eddie and others. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Now, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour. Thanks for joining us. I got into this U.S. News and World Report about, oh, we're going to get hit by terrorists, probably the Capitol. No, they said for sure we're going to be hit by terrorists, and we've been drilling for martial law to keep you all safe, the command and control grid, the shadow government, which they now admit. And I want to hear from police and military out there how you're going to respond to this, you know, the thought process, the questions you've been asking yourself, your family. Or have you had this discussion? Have you thought about this? Have you had this debate? 1-800-259-9231. Then we'll get into the latest weapons of mass destruction shill report. Supposedly, more torture stuff coming out. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Eddie. Eddie, where are you calling us from?
Alex, I'm getting ready to tell you. I don't think I need to give the state that.
They'll come get you. They will. They will send down flying saucers to eat your brain immediately. Okay, sir, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, are you familiar with the State Guard?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm in the State Guard in the area that I live in. Now, you know, the State Guard is primarily supposed to be used as security and defensive unit while the National Guard is gone.
Yes.
Right now, we are receiving Ranger training, tactics on how to, Vietnam term, how to hunt and kill. hunt and kill team.
Yeah, she can destroy.
Yep.
Now, is that house-to-house gun confiscation training?
Well, actually, I'm in the 3rd Brigade. There's 4 brigades in the state that I live in, and the other 4 brigades have already went through their training. I'm fixing to start into my training within the next 2 weeks, so I don't know exactly as to what the training
is. Well, if it's seek and destroy, it's how to go in, take over the city, and that's what the Marines and troops have been doing.
That's what me and I got a buddy of mine that works with me. That's what me and him has been thinking, because there's no other logical explanation why a state guard unit would have this kind of training.
Well, they just said in U.S. News and World Report that we're going to be hit. They're practicing a secret takeover. Most cities have been under red alert for 2.5 years. This is how they covertly get them under control. A lot of police are getting federal supplemental paychecks. They're all being rolled into the CIA. They're opening CIA offices all over the country.
Yes. You just want to know where people
loyal. Let me just tell you this. My cousin, Special Forces, 18 years, regular Army. When he's not overseas, he's at Fort Bragg for 2 years. He's been at the Austin-Bergstrom Airport at the military base section, merging the National Guard with local police, surveilling Austinites. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, that's something else, too. See, we're under the direct control of FEMA. We've been working with FEMA. We have to take the FEMA class.
And one of those FEMA class. Well, go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Well, to be honest with you, I can't really tell. I mean, they're treating us like mushrooms. We're only catching bits and pieces of it at a time. They keep... Well, like the FEMA guy, he'll show up, he'll go over some things with us. We'll have to take tests on that. I've only finished 2 courses. There's all kinds of new lieutenants and generals that's coming in. And no, I mean, you ask them where they come from, they tell them that they're coming from the capital of our state, and that's all that anybody ever says about them. They're coming out of headquarters.
And what's the training you're getting?
Well, the training that I'm getting ready to receive, I mean, it's basic ranger training. I mean, it's you name it. I mean, they're going to teach us everything that the rangers has been taught. The only thing that I've received so far has just been security. You know, that's it. How to set up perimeters, how to like if a car pulls up and then the car, you know, somebody jumps out of the car and takes off.
Well, there's probably been 500 articles the last 2.5 years about the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, which they couldn't get the states to pass. Some did, most wouldn't. So the feds passed it, page 76 of the Homeland Security package a year and a half ago. And they openly said that state National Guard and National Guard will run perimeters, load whole neighborhoods onto buses, take them for forced inoculation.
That's something else that we done with FEMA. Now, we went through that training at our local college of ours. We was going to be working security for that training, putting people on the buses, taking them through. You remember when that smallpox thing was going on?
Yeah, and they couldn't get the police or military or the police or firefighters to take it, so they kind of stalled. But that was their plan, but we stopped them. You see, I don't think you're thinking about all the training you've got. Go ahead and tell us about that training.
Well, on that one, we went up there, and they showed us the perimeter of it. They said they was going to have the... you know, chose the perimeter of the college, showed us where they were going to station us at.
Let me guess. They had a public school that's got magnetic locking doors, or they were going to use a local sports stadium. Where did they
That's where they was holding it.
Okay, I just want to prove for people that this is the plan. I mean, I've read all the articles, but okay, I'm going to shut up. You tell us what they trained you, how you pick the people up, where you take them, what you do.
Well, we was going to pick them up at a mall. They was going to put them onto a bus, shuttle them from the mall to the college. They was
College sports stadium?
Well, where they was doing the inoculation set up at, and where they was keeping the medicine itself was in the base basketball in the gym.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, I'm at work. I'm on schedule.
No, I understand. I know what you're going to say before you say it, but go ahead and tell us more. Just confirm it for people.
And they had different stations set up that people had to go through. They had a triage station for people that were sick, people that wasn't sick, people that wasn't sick. They was going to put them in a separate line. The people that was supposedly, you know, sick, they was going to put them into another line, make them go through that triage. They had it set up separated for children. The children wasn't going to be with the parents.
Yeah, I wanted to tell people, this has been in the Washington Post, Associated Press, they will have the red alert, not an attack. They will take your children, and then you're going to have to turn your firearms in to even be allowed to be with them. They're going to live in a separate part of the camp, just like Abu Ghraib. Go ahead.
That's pretty much what you were saying right there. But now, after they took the inoculation, supposedly, we was going to put them back on the bus and take them back up to the mall for their vehicle so they could go home.
Sure. Well, yeah, the actual federal plan says that's not the case.
Right.
And then after you, of course, you'll have to feed yourselves living at the emergency FEMA centers they've built, 3 1-million-man camps, literally hundreds of multi-thousand camps, and you're all going to be put into work brigades serving the empire.
Yep. You pretty much got it.
Oh, did they tell you about the work? Oh, they told you about the work brigades.
No. They haven't, as far as the State Guard goes, they haven't told us anything about that. I mean, you know, they, like I said, they've been treating us like mushrooms.
What did they tell you to do if somebody refused to get on the bus?
Well, we've been trained for riot control. Now, that is something that we have already been trained in. Takedowns.
Did they issue you the black armored ninja outfits?
No, we're still wearing the camouflage. But now, after we go through this ranger training, I know that we are getting a special flash to wear. Uniforms might change then.
Have they issued you the special biometric scan cards yet?
No.
They have the drills here in Austin. The police suddenly are all wearing these federal IDs, running around. This was long before 9/11, preparing us for this.
It's just where I'm living at. It's just slowly starting to come in. I've met a buddy about 8 or 9 years ago, and he was one that he brought me into a militia group. And that was when my eyes started opening up. He was the one that turned me on to you. And since I've got this job here that I'm working at now, I listen to you every day. And, I mean, it's just becoming more and more and more clear. Things are just now starting to escalate a little bit around here.
Well, this is how it will go down. There will be a bio release or a fake bio release. But probably, because they don't really want to release a bio weapon, they'll probably nerve gas a crowd, claim it's bio, lock down 3 or 4 states, then have partial lockdown on the rest of the country, lots of checkpoints, school work canceled, lots of fear, lots of government worship, just training us to live under this escalation. Then we'll see troops on the street, searching vehicles, searching buses. Then there'll be an even bigger attack, and the more liberty we give up, the more escalated. And then now they'll publicly, Czechoslovakian, Chinese, Mexican troops, different sections of the country. This is an 8-year-old plan, a 2000 Army War College plan, 3.5 years old. And this will be all over the country. And the foreign assets will save us while we're tied down overseas fighting hard. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate it, Alex.
Anything else you want to tell us?
No, just keep up the good work, buddy. And as far as loyalty goes, there's quite a few that I know of that's in the State Guard. They ain't going to be taking nobody's gun.
So they know what's going on.
Yeah, I've been talking to a couple of them, and there's no
way. What are you going to do when they have a Russian squad ambush you and kill 50 of you, and then the news blankets it that right-wing Christian patriots did it?
That's what...
Because you're going to be engaging... Because, sir, the later phase is going to be Spetsnaz attacking you and then leaving patriot pamphlets at the scene.
Yep. Well, this might give you a little hint as to where I'm calling from. They're supposed to be in the mountains in the area that I live in, the Russian troops. It's supposed to be verified. I'd say that would give you a pretty good idea.
Well, I mean, it's public. The foreign troops are here to keep us safe. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, go ahead.
Got a loaded question for you, Alex.
Okay.
I've run this by other talk shows, and I haven't gotten a decent answer. That's about runaround. The Constitution requires a declaration of war before our troops can be called into action?
Yes, this is all though the illegalness of this entire government.
Okay, Ron Paul has stated on the floor of the House and elsewhere that there has been no declaration of war regarding Iraq.
No, there hasn't. There has been a statement of support of the president.
Therefore, my question is...
And that's because we have a separation of powers. We don't have a dictatorship. Go ahead. Of course, we do now, though.
Well, the question is, I want to throw at you, is all of our troops are sworn to abide by and act on the Constitution, yet how can they go along with unlawful order to go to Iraq and fight a war that hasn't been authorized because there has been no declaration of war? How is that consistent with their oath?
Well, it isn't consistent with their oath, but they don't even know what their oath's about. FEMA teaches police the Constitution's bad, the Founding Fathers are bad, those that talk about the Constitution are bad. We have the training manuals, the video
of
it.
The only choice they should do when they're given an unlawful order like that is refuse to go, whether that means Leavenworth or the firing squad, and that's what I would do.
Well, I'll tell you what, are you done or do you want to hold over?
It's up to you.
Well, I mean, you sound like you have more to add. I'll try to answer your questions when we get back. And if you're calling in from the military or the police, tell us. You'll go to the front of the line, 800-259-9231. Give us a call.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
About the real world, why do you think the powerful people are in positions of total control? Because they're ruthless, they're cunning, they enjoy their work. A moral person couldn't morally do 1/1 billionth of what they do and live with themselves. They would kill their grandma for a stick of bubble gum, and they con you, well-meaning people, into serving their system. Randy, John, Latrina, Leon, others, your calls are coming up, and a bunch of other news, as promised. Right now, let's let Randy in Florida finish up what he was saying. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, what it boils down to is if, you know, absent that declaration of war, you know, was the order to deploy to Iraq lawful, you know, and I don't believe it was, so therefore it should not have been complied with Michael New set the example for that, you know, and I would have been, if I would have been in the military, I just would have told them, no, that's not a lawful war, I'm not going. Do with me what you will. But, you know,
well, I want to hear from the military about what they're going to do during the coming martial law. They're openly drilling for it. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to John in Colorado. John, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, very quickly, 2 points. World Trade Center towers. Everybody that's either heard, read, or saw that destruction of the towers believes that there were 2 airplanes involved. If they're wrong, there were 3. If you want to go see the proof, go to thepowerhour.com, go to their 9/11 photo gallery, right at their last 3 or 4 photos, you'll see that plane is partially cloaked.
Well, no, I mean, in the distance, there's another plane flying.
Right, a third plane, right. Exactly.
But it's not crashing into the towers.
No, it's not. It's like either an observatory plane or it's a control plane to remote control those two.
Well, we don't know, but there's another plane. I mean, that's an
Okay, now point two. Okay, that happened 9/11. What happened after that? 911 days afterwards, we had 3/11 in Madrid. What's next? January 16th. Why January 16th? That's 300 days.
Well, they also announced released the Berg video on 5/11.
Oh, okay. But that's not as significant as the Madrid incident. So, in my mind, I think the next big catastrophe will be on January 16th. After that comes Mother's Day. That's 116 days later.
Well,
we have
the globalists do communicate with each other through numerology. They are obsessed with it, and that's just a fact. But
so we have these patterns of numerology. You're right. So
well,
that's
gangsters like to leave their calling card.
Right. So now watch out for January 16th. That could be the next 9/11.
All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. John in New York. John, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hello.
You got three things here. One that will help some of the listeners like me that listen to you on the web. I got a hold of you a couple of weeks ago, but you gave me like 30 seconds, and I'm going to try and verify it. But the other two things are very important. So the first thing is there's a FM transmitter out there you can buy, maybe Radio Shack, it's like $69. You plug it into the wall. You plug it into your speakers in your PC. You turn it on to a digital station, and anywhere in the house you can go into that frequency within 70 feet and listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, those are completely legal and lawful. Yeah,
yeah, it's great. Second thing is I spoke to you a while ago about a couple of weeks ago about I was in a doctor's office and I happened to have on it was on CNN and I happened to look and I'm looking up and all of a sudden on CNN the station froze for about 15 seconds and in the right hand corner where the clock is, you know, on the bottom of the screen was this skull and there were 3 bars. In other words, if you look at it with your eyes on the TV vision, this you'll see this skull and you see 3 bars. And the thing was, like, to the left of these 3 bars where the bar crossed this right arm.
Okay.
Looking thing. And I taped like crazy for 24 hours for the next week and a half, and I couldn't catch it. Third of all, this is what's important. I go out a lot, and I try and, you know, make people aware, and I talk to different people and stuff like that, and I throw bait out and see what they take. I ran into a guy at the InVets who was part of a church out here in Ronkonkoma, New York, in Long Island. And he told me, he said that at his church, there's a church in Ronkonkoma. He said he's a little upset because they are having a meeting. They're pushing this thing where they have to sign away their rights. This is being pushed by the church, and I says, well,
yeah, to get federal money.
Yeah, and they're getting it from Rockville Center, which is the head. He says the reason why they're trying to make them sign it is because they said because, you know, with the problem with the priest and stuff. And I told him, I said, well, are you a priest? And he goes, no. I go, well, then, you know, if you're not a priest, why do you have to sign away? And I says, once you sign this waiver, I says, they're going to be able to do anything, you know, he's already aware what it's going to do.
Yeah, it's all color of law. Give up your rights, and then you're the slave. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Appreciate it. Good information. Thank you. We'll talk to Latrina and Leon and many others when we get back. Then I'll get more into this fake sarin nerve gas discovery, and they supposedly caught 4 of the beheaders.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we had a caller earlier in the hour in a State National Guard going over the Roundup plans, the forced inoculation plans, how the State National Guard, and we've already seen reports of this, getting special forces training for here domestically against the American people. I mean, I shot video in 1998, 1999, of Marines training to confiscate your firearms, interrogators interrogating people, mock interrogations of role players. I'm an American. I'm from San Francisco. Stuff like that. You know, that's the type of call I really want from police, military, firefighters out there that want to talk about this. Because people don't just need to hear the news articles that we cover. They need to hear it from the personnel themselves. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And you can't get intimidated by all of this. Their system can't succeed unless we shut up and go along with it. They already tried to have the forced inoculation program of the police and the firefighters, 99-plus percent. It was a tiny fraction of a percent that agreed to take it 2 years ago, and that program fell apart. If they could have forcibly inoculated the troops, well, they didn't forcibly inoculate the troops, they didn't have a choice, but if they could forcibly inoculate the domestic troops, the police and firefighters, they would have moved on to a controlled release or staged release to move ahead with this. The CFR and others were calling for it. But we really threw a monkey into their a monkey wrench into their works on that one. and the information sabotage of their propaganda and their lies in defense of this republic, we're not going to stop. So what do you think of this situation, police and military and firefighters and others? 1-800-259-9231. Bush has financed the construction under a program called BioShield, $6.4 billion of it. Actually, they went for $6.4 billion. They got $5.8 billion to create 36 Level 4 bioweapons labs to produce thousands of gallons of liquid death, the Baltimore Sun reported. And now they're building these bioweapons labs in your town, your city. And they're going to crank out dozens, they said, of new vaccines you're going to be forced to take. I'm not taking it. You've been caught putting cancer viruses in vaccines. You've been caught putting sterilization systems in the vaccines for the women. You've been caught adding chemicals that brain damage the babies. Your own CDC documents have been public for 3 or 4 months, admitting it's brain damaged millions. You're insane. You're criminal. And you've got all these useful idiots working for you that don't see the big picture. Well, if humanity's going to survive and the people've got any guts left, we better stand up and resist and speak out and tell the horrible truth. And the horrible truth is becoming more and more accepted, and that's good. We need to face it and deal with it. I put my whole life and everything on the line for this because I'm not going to have my family being slaves, and you shouldn't commit your family to this living hell either. Your calls are coming up in a moment. Trina and Leon and many others that are holding. Let me just get into some of this news. I just can't get over this U.S. News and World Report from the White House, a nightmare scenario. White House officials say they've got a working premise about terrorism and presidential election. It's going to happen, quote, we assume, say a top administration official, quote, an attack will happen leading up to the election, and he added, will happen here. There are two worst-case scenarios, the official says. The first is an attack on Washington, possibly the Capitol, which was believed to be the largest of the 9/11 jet crash in the Pennsylvania, believed to be the target. Theory two, a smaller but more frequent attacks in Washington and other major cities leading up to the election to prepare the administration has been holding secret anti-terrorism drills to make sure top officials know what to do, know how to be slaves and go under martial law. As FEMA's admitted under a red alert, you will lose all liberties and be a slave. There was a, quote, sense, says the one official involved in the drills, of mass confusion on 9/11. Now we have a sense of order. Unclear is the political impact, though most Bushies think the nation would rally around the president. Yeah, who stands to gain? I can tell you one thing, adds the official sternly. We won't be like Spain, which tossed its government days after the Madrid train bombings. They've done the big studies and polls, and that's been in the news. Oh, my goodness. And we have a Pentagon that's been caught falsifying and lying just hundreds of times, and now they claim four people have been arrested over the beheading of an American, Nicholas Berg. Iraq sources say the 26-year-old businessman's decapitated body was found 10 days ago in Baghdad. Oh, my goodness. Also, four arrested over beheading of businessmen. Another article here. We have good progress, the source added, referring to the investigation, but declined to give any details of the identity of the four people being held in detention. And though another official says that it's this Zawahiri guy, though they MSNBC and the Pentagon claims they killed him 3 months ago, MSNBC March 4th. Again, your calls here in a moment. But first, American Free Press, Bush installing veteran interrogator as Iraq dictator, despite having played key diplomatic roles during the Vietnam War era, Iran-Contra scandal, and creation of NAFTA and the Anglo-American invasion of Iraq. Very little is known about John Negroponte, the man who will be the de facto governor general of Iraq. And it says John Dimitri Negroponte, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, will become ambassador to Iraq on June 30th. Negroponte, a controversial figure who has served 37 years in foreign service, a spooks, a spy. A controversial figure who has served 37 years in foreign service will replace presidential envoy and regional governor of Iraq, Paul Bremer, as the administrative point man in Baghdad. He'll hold the title of ambassador, but he's really being appointed de facto governor general of Iraq because the U.S. is going to retain a lot of authority. Ted Galen Carpenter of the Washington-based Cato Institute said about Negroponte's appointment. Yeah, they've appointed a government. They're going to appoint a new government and call that democracy. Negroponte, who was hastily confirmed as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. 1 week after the attacks of September 11th, was recently rushed through another confirmation process to become U.S. ambassador to Iraq. On April 19th, President George W. Bush nominated Negroponte to head the massive U.S. mission in Baghdad with some 3,000 employees. On May 6th, he was confirmed by a vote of 95-3 in the Senate. Colin Powell, Secretary of State, is a member of the controversial Council of Foreign Relations, as is Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Richard Lugar, said there is no better candidate to represent the United States in Iraq than Ambassador Negroponte, close quote, according to the Voice of America News. He understands the gravity of the situation and its complexity, Lugar said. He does not have a doctrinal point of view, but clearly recognizes the political realities in Iraq and this country and in our international relations. Senator Tom Harkin was among the three voices in the Senate who opposed Negroponte because of his controversial surrounding his actions in Honduras, where he served as ambassador in 81 to 85. Quote, Mr. Negroponte showed a callous disregard for human rights abuses throughout the tenure as U.S. ambassador in Honduras, said Harkin. In light of the damage done to his credibility in the Middle East as a result of the torture and abuse of Iraqi detainees, Harkin said the United States cannot afford to have an ambassador with a questionable human rights record. The Washington-based Council of Hemispheric Affairs has followed Negroponte's record in Honduras and called him an arch-authoritarian with profound moral derelictions in a press release issued during the recent Senate Foreign Relations Committee confirmation hearing. As a would-be harbinger of democracy to Iraq, it would be little more than a cruel joke to pretend that Negroponte had a bone of democratic rectitude to him, they wrote. Our hostility and criticism is centered on his record in Honduras, Larry Burns, director of COHA, told American Free Press. Negroponte is an authoritarian personality, Burns said, who tenaciously works for the administration of the day of unbridled by any lasting principles. Asked about Negroponte's flaws, Burns said he lied and deceived Congress, saying he knew nothing about death squads, which he set up. The central fact to Negroponte's story is that he misled Congress about the complicity in helping to cover up his knowledge and direct personal involvement in the training, equipping, and distracting attention from the heinous acts of Battalion 316, the Honduran Death Squad, which at the same time Negroponte's residence in Honduras was responsible for the murder of almost 200 Honduran dissidents. And it goes on and on. In 95, the Baltimore Sun published an extensive investigation of U.S. activities in Honduras during the period of Negroponte served as ambassador. The paper's investigation found the CIA and U.S. Embassy knew of the abuses but continued to support Battalion 316 and ensured the embassy's annual human rights report did not reveal the truth. Despite his sordid human rights record, Negroponte's appointment to serve as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. was hastily confirmed in the immediate aftermath of the attacks of 9/11 without the withering cross-examination he would have otherwise faced. Negroponte played a key role in getting the leaders of Mexico and Chile to fire their respective ambassadors to UN because they opposed Negroponte's opposition on Iraq, according to COHA. During the run-up to the Anglo-American invasion of Iraq, Negroponte accused Iraq of violating UN resolutions by obtaining weapons of mass destruction, despite the fact that Negroponte inspired an illegal invasion, a crime under international law, and that no evidence of banned weapons has been found in Iraq to validate Negroponte's allegations. Secretary General Kofi Annan said he's an outstanding professional, a great diplomat, and a wonderful ambassador. Oh, my goodness. Negroponte was born in London in 39, the son of a Greek shipping magnate. His family moved to New York, and like many key members of the Bush administration, Negroponte attended Yale University. Graduating from Yale in 1960, Negroponte joined the Foreign Service, CIA, became vice consul in Hong Kong from 61 to 63. A lot of goodies have been shipped in by him. From 64 to 68, during the height of the Vietnam War, Negroponte political officer at the U.S. Embassy in Saigon. He was a member of the U.S. delegation to the Paris peace talks on Vietnam in 69 and served on the National Security Council under Dr. Henry Kissinger as officer in charge of the Vietnam War from 71 to 73. And they get into all of his Bush connections, CIA self-sponsored select group who pretended to define the transatlantic relationship, international banking, you name it. All right, that's enough on that. I want to get into all the torture and some economic news and wife swapping on ABC television shows, all the degradation of the family, scientifically crafted. But let's go back to your calls. Thanks for holding while I sped through that. Let's go ahead and talk to... who's up next here? Latrina?
Yes.
in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you about maybe 3 or 4 months. I'm just now tuning in. But bottom line, my question is, bottom line about how many signatures are needed to not get the legislation, the 12 legislations for the draft passed. I mean, bottom line, how do we even go about being strategic enough to, you know, make sure that those things don't go through?
Well, 400-plus cities, 3 states are refusing to enforce the Patriot Act. The problem is the globalists will blow something up and say, see, you held us back, it's your fault. They're already setting up that psychological move in their theater. The same thing goes with the draft. It's very unpopular across the political spectrum. Major polls, 85% of people are against it. Neocons are in abject denial that there's 12 bills introduced, a draft for women, 18 to 49, Selective Service now targeting women, the draft board's reinstated. So there'll be denial about it, even as senators and congressmen and women call for it, until the globalists vaporize the Capitol or a major city, and then it'll be, we've got to do it, get involved, and most of it's going to be a domestic draft. The key is they will prosecute a few people in show trials who refuse to go along, but they can't prosecute us all. We have to refuse en masse to give our sons and daughters to these devils. Petitions, I guess, show support, but they don't care about petitions. You see, they've got the ace in the hole of continuing to carry out terror attacks to scare us into submission. We've got to neutralize that preemptively by exposing who stands to gain and then materially with the evidence who's behind the most recent terror attacks.
Okay. So just majorly exposing who stands to gain in any type of wars or any type of military coups or anything of that nature. On
yes.
a vast level, do you know of any African American that are actually being strategic or in place to actually form some type of defense?
Well, the globalists buy off the Christian conservative leaders. They buy off the black leaders. They're all in fake left-right debates. And I can think of few groups that have as corrupted leaders as black leaders in America. That's been done by design. That's how you keep control of people. And you may hear some leftist comments by some black leaders, but you've got Senator Rangel, a black leader, calling for the draft energetically. So I've seen the black leaders calling for the draft.
Where's Senator Rangel out of?
New York.
Okay.
Congressman Rangel, excuse me.
Okay. The other thing is, when they do call for the draft, I know that they used to use conscientious objectors as a way of getting out of the draft or going...
Well, they say fine. They preempt that. They go, fine. We need 2 million people, maybe 5 million people domestically to serve 20 hours a week. And so they're going to go, fine, you can serve here domestically. And a lot of the control freaks in your area are going to love their new uniforms, love their new black berets, love strutting about with machine guns, bossing you around. So you'll be serving domestically as a Nazi leader. Not you personally, but those that'll... They'll have plenty of people that want to volunteer. These people flying plastic Chinese desecrated American flags are going to love... there'll be no real terrorists to fight, but all crime is terror, so just prepare yourself.
Well, since that is, and then we'll be volunteering to do that, what is...
Well, not volunteering. They'll go, fine. You don't want to serve overseas? You're going to serve domestically, and you're going to get vaccines. You're going to do everything we say.
They said they're going to say you're going to get vaccines because that's...
Yes, because once you're under a draft, you're a total slave. It is indentured servitude. It is slavery. It is conscription. It is press gang. That's all the draft is legalized slavery.
Because when I tell people about it, they basically look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, that's right. 12 bills introduced, senators all over TV calling for it, draft boards being reestablished, and we're so brainwashed that we will deny it until the city is vaporized, and then the same people that denied it will say, we have to have it to protect the homeland. I was just given a new machine gun. I'm going to report you. You may be with Al-Qaeda, Latrina, because you didn't support this.
So, like, well, when
we're going to have to take you into custody, Latrina. I'm sorry, you just questioned me. I've got a machine gun. I've got power now. I serve the Fuhrer.
Well, that's what they've been teaching us all along, especially African Americans, is compliance. So, in compliance to your pastors, compliance to your state representatives, to your mayor.
Yeah, they test it on the weaker groups socioeconomically first, as Tony Brown has said. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Latrina. God bless you. Leon in California, you're on the air globally.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Leon from Colorado.
Okay, well, fine. Go ahead.
That's fine. Thank you for taking my call. Yesterday, I believe you mentioned about them calling the reserves that have been released back into service.
Yeah, they've been doing that all over for 2 years.
Right, and I just thought it was interesting. The number of new soldiers they need just by the end of this month is 23,000, and they want to call in another 60,000 ready reserves. That just backs up what you just said about the draft.
It's got the bills introduced. These people are in total denial.
It's amazing to me that, you know, you talk about...
I'll tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish after the break. We got a nation of little children, mental midgets, who've learned to make excuses and procrastinate about everything. And I'm sorry, denying this people isn't going to make it go away. I can hear the president. We didn't want to have a draft, but after Chicago got hit, 200,000 dead, we had to. Everyone has to form up. They're getting letters in the mail. Don't worry, most of you will be here domestically. I need 4 to 5 million. Defending a homeland. We found out Al-Qaeda controls the Christian conservatives. We've got to arrest them. Stay with us. More FEMA broadcast ahead. Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, you know, I'm talking to the neocons and liberals out there. If you people don't wake up and pour a big bucket of ice water on your head, it's over. People running things are very sinister. They're very evil. Their plan's public. I've been warning you for years. You better wake up right now. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is domination. This is empire. This is enslavement. These are the people that created Hitler and Stalin and Mao. And you better wake up and stop being cowards. Cowards to the point where you can't even face the facts. And you know who you are out there. Now, you can listen to me now and stop this, or you can believe me later when the odds are much greater against us. Heaven help us. I will not be on the side of weakness and denial any longer. I have sworn before my Creator to do His will and to stand against tyranny. And you should all do the same. Leon in Colorado, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, well, two things. The thing is, it's like, God bless you for what you just said, and I couldn't agree with you more about the draft. Since I was drafted during Vietnam, and I'd never go again, and I've told my kids, don't you ever go to that thing. I've told
a staged war meant to make money.
Oh, man, it's just unbelievable. But the thing that really amazes me is how people go for this thing about, we got total failure in our CIA and FBI about,
and they all 9/11. And they all get bonuses.
Right.
63% of the government got record bonuses.
It's amazing.
Those that blocked the FBI from stopping hijackers got record bonuses.
Yeah, it amazes me. You know, I hired a guy to do a job, and he didn't do it, and he wanted more money, and I fired him and got somebody to do the job. I don't understand. See, this just amazes me that Americans will go for that. What I called you about was, in the Denver Compost, that's what I call it, it's the Denver Post, yesterday's paper, they have an article, and right on the paper it says, U.S. soldiers patrolled near the city center of Baghdad on Sunday atop a military vehicle adorned with a skull and crossbones, and it shows the picture of them.
Yeah, I've seen those photos. They've got 666 on the helicopters.
I mean, how...
human skulls hanging off of it. But that's cute and funny, but when scum hangs four of our people up, it's bad. It's bad when they torture, it's good when we torture.
Right, and the other thing...
You've got to learn how to double think.
And the other thing is, you have to go through their double speak, but you find out here that, hey, our soldiers are not very happy over there. They are not very happy, and I don't care what they're... How...
Well, they were promised they'd be home after they got to Baghdad.
That's exactly...
What do you expect from a pack of liars?
That's exactly what it's been saying. Anyway, God bless you, and keep up telling the people what you just said about, hey, get off the fence. I mean, it's like I was talking to a so-called Christian yesterday in church.
And George Bush is so lordly.
Yeah, well, anyway, he was telling me about, well, I got to vote for the lesser of two evils, so I'm going to vote for George Bush, and I says... Oh, really? I said, a lot of evil is bad, so you won't vote for John Kerry, but a little evil that George Bush is doing is okay.
But it's not a little evil, thanks for the call.
No, no.
Bush is able to get more through because he has that conservative label. Folks, third hour, ton of news, your call's coming up, stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, weekly video reports, text reports, best radio interviews, it's all there, 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv helps fund our whole operation. We're in need of your support. Go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get my documentary films, VHS, DVD, a lot of other films and books I carry by great researchers and authors. You're authorized to make copies of my films for not-for-profit purposes. Air them on Access TV. Wake the people up. Stop this evil. Staunch the bleeding. Call toll-free to get my films. Big discounts when you get three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888 253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure, safe shopping cart. That's 888-253-3139 or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Third hour straight ahead, your calls, a lot of news. Stay with us. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Lights rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.